Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Regarding the Holy Quran, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to the blessings of reading Surah Shu'ara. There is primarily one text of this narrative, however, it is reported by two different chains of narration, and both these narratives are reported by Ubay ibn Ka'b from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. One of these chains of narration is found in Al-Wasit, which is Wahidi's tafsir, and the other one is found in Salvi's tafsir. I'm going to read out the text of this narrative before you now. So the words are, من قرأ سورة الشعراء كان له من الأجر عشر حسنات بعدد من صدق بنوح وكذب به وهود وشعيب وصالح وإبراهيم وبعدد من كذب بعيسى وصدق بمحمد عليهم الصلاة والسلام. So this means that a person who recites Surah Shu'ara, then for every person who rejected or testified to the prophethoods of Noah, of Hud, of Shu'aib, of Saleh and of Ibrahim. So for each of these prophets, all their rejectors and all their all people who testified for them, for each of these rejectors and for each of these people who testified to their prophethood, he shall receive the reward of 10 pious deeds. And the number of these rejectors and the number of these people who have testified, for each of them, he will be given the reward of 10 pious deeds. And similarly, he will also be given the reward of 10 pious deeds for every person who actually testified, who actually rejected the Prophet Jesus, and for and another 10 pious deeds for every person who testified to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this is what this narrative says. I'm afraid, as I have been pointing out this before as well, this narrative is absolutely concocted by, and this is what the verdict of Hafiz ibn Hajar is. And perhaps this is because of the existence of two extremely weak narrators. One of them is Harun ibn Kasir, and the other one is Salam ibn Sulaym al-Madaini, about whom Hafiz Mizzi has the following comments recorded in his book Tehzeeb al-Kamal from various Rijal authorities. Thus, Yahya ibn Ma'in says that he's laysa bishayi, and also says that he's za'ifun la yuktabu hadithuhu. Muhammad bin Abdullah bin Ammar al-Musri says that he's laysa bihujja. And Ibrahim bin Yaqub al-Juzjani says that he's ghayru thiqa. Abu Zurra and Abu Hatim say that he's za'if, and Imam Bukhari, Imam Nasai, and Abdul Rahman bin Yusuf bin Kharas say that he is matruk, he's been abandoned. And Imam Bukhari and Imam Bukhari also say that he's the kallama fihi, which means that, of course, there is a lot of negative discussion about him. Similarly, another comment of Imam Nasai about him is that laysa bisiqa wa la yuktabu hadithuhu. And Abu al-Qasim al-Baghvi says that he is za'if al-hadith chitan, that he is extremely weak in matters of hadith. And Abdul Rahman bin Yusuf bin Kharash also says that he is a liar, he's a big-time liar. So on the basis of this information, we can easily see why this narrative has been regarded as concocted by Hafiz ibn Hajar. And I should also like to point this out, that even though the other chain of narration is different as recorded in Salbi with the same text, but the existence of these two exactly these two narratives is also found in that chain of narration. So there is no reason that we should regard that narrative to be concocted as well. All in all, we can say that the best way to reap the blessings of a surah is to read it with a good translation, by understanding its message, by acting upon it, and by conveying its message to others, and by refraining from even thinking about acting upon what these narratives say, because they have no basis in our own hadith scholars have pointed this out very clearly. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.